Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Chandra. I am calling because my account was charged $59.89. Mm-hmm. I thought it was for something else, and now I see it's for this mobile modern lifestyle. I was trying to get a $2 KitchenAid thing from Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and I want this reversed because I don't want this.
Yes, ma'am. And can I get your zip code, please?
14615.
I'm sorry, you said 14645 or 15?
15.
15. And your first and last name?
Thank you. Vivian Hill.
Okay, and can you verify that address for me?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify that address for me?
21 Arborwood Crescent, Rochester, New York, 14615.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do see that on yesterday, which is the 24th, you paid $1.02 for a sweepstakes to win.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am, I do see that on yesterday, which is the 24th, you paid $1.02 for a sweepstakes for a mixer. With that payment for the sweepstakes, ma'am, it enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps called Bites Hub. It helps with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the great app, and currently we are discounting all future months to $20.
No, I don't want it at all. You shouldn't do things like that because you were thinking it was Walmart, and then it ends up being something else. That was not what I was looking for or trying to do.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions that in order to enter for that sweepstakes, you were going to have to...
I didn't see any terms or conditions. I just went to follow. But regardless of anything, can I cancel this and get... I don't want this $59.89 taken out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. That $59.89 did go through, but I did get you canceled, so you won't be getting billed any further. What I will yes, ma'am. What I will be able to provide is a 75% refund.
You know what? This is full of crap, but I guess I'll take the $75%. But you shouldn't be doing this. This is like fraud. You know what? You're looking at something. One thing is advertised for $2. You go to put in your information, and it converts to something else. That's scamming as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, ma'am.
So
well,
how do I get this? And I really should be, it ain't even a good 24 hours. I should be reimbursed my whole amount.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
How much am I being reimbursed to my account?
Yes, ma'am. What I will be able to provide for you is $54.89 due to the fact that we do have a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay. I'll take the $54.89. When will I see that coming back to my account?
Okay. Depending on your bank, if not today, it will be 3 to 5 business days, and you also will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. So give me a moment while I get that processed for you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be calling my bank because really this is not right. Times are hard enough for people to be thinking one thing and get charged for something altogether different.
Okay, so I will be refunding that full amount of $59.89 once again. If it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days. And also, you will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well.
Okay, and can I have your name, please?
Chandra, Chaundra.
Chandra. And do you have that confirmation number just so I can write it down, or is it just going to come in the email?
It is going to come in the email for you, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I'll be looking forward to it. If not, I'll be calling back.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, just want that reverse. And also let them know they really shouldn't do that because it is very, very misleading.
Yes, ma'am. The terms are in the terms and conditions, and that is why they put that on there. So, when you check that box confirming that you did read the terms and conditions, that is when that happened. So that is
Okay, because
why.
but I can honestly tell you, not it didn't act, it didn't show any terms or conditions. It just, I'm processing it, processed credit card, and it wasn't until I looked and I'm like, 5989, what is this for? But as long as we got it settled and straight, I appreciate all your help and assistance.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.